Furthermore, it is not enough to fire a beam of 40 trillion volt protons into a stationary target, because then almost all of the energy of the incoming protons would be wasted in the recoil of the struck protons. In order to be confident of settling the question of the breakdown of the electroweak symmetry, one needs two beams of 20 trillion volt protons that collide head-on, so that the momenta of the two protons cancel, and none of the energy has to be wasted in recoil. Fortunately, one can be confident that an accelerator that produces intense colliding beams of 20 trillion volt protons would in fact be able to settle the question of the electroweak symmetry breaking. It would either find a Higgs particle, or it would find evidence of new strong forces. In 1982, the idea began to circulate among experimental and theoretical physicists that the Isabel project ought to be scrapped and supplanted with construction of a much more powerful new accelerator that would be capable of settling the question of electroweak symmetry breaking. That summer, an unofficial workshop of the American Physical Society carried out the first detailed study of an accelerator that would produce colliding beams of protons with energies of 20 trillion volts, about 50 times higher than planned for Isabel. In February of the following year, a subpanel of the High Energy Physics Advisory Panel of the Department of Energy, under the leadership of Stanley Wojcicki of Stanford, began a series of meetings looking into the options for the next generation accelerator. The subpanel met in Washington with the president's science advisor, Jay Keyworth, and received from him a strong hint that the administration would look favorably on a large new project. The Wojcicki subpanel held its climactic meeting from June 29th to July 1st, 1983, at Columbia University's Nevis Cyclotron Laboratory in Westchester County. The assembled physicists unanimously recommended the construction of an accelerator that could produce colliding beams of protons with energies of 10 to 20 trillion volts. In itself, this vote would not have attracted so much attention. Scientists in any field can generally be counted on to recommend new facilities for their research. Much more important was the 10-7 vote to recommend stopping work on Isabel. It was a dramatically difficult decision, one fought vigorously by Nick Samios, the director of Brookhaven. Afterward, Samios called this vote one of the dumbest decisions ever made in high-energy physics. Not only did this decision dramatize the support of the subpanel for the big new accelerator, it made it politically very difficult for the Department of Energy to continue asking Congress for money for Isabel. And with Isabel stopped and nothing else beginning, the Department of Energy would have no high-energy construction projects at all. 10 days later, the Wojcicki subpanel's recommendations were unanimously approved by its parent body, the Department of Energy's High Energy Physics Advisory Panel. Now, for the first time, the proposed new accelerator was given its present name,